To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with your host, David Pollack.
We all get self-conscious about our little flaws, especially acne. We're a little too critical of ourselves, and we are our own worst enemy. I know I am. But the truth is, most people don't even see our flaws. I want to help you let go of those things that hold you back. Beauty isn't just on the outside. It starts on the inside, and not just with our physical health, but with our mental well-being. Joining me today is Diana Serber. She's the Chief Financial Officer of WiseSots, and she teaches positive actions bring positive things to our lives. And Diana, it seems to me that you seem to put fun into everything you do, but let's face it, acne is not necessarily a fun subject. So I want to welcome you and ask you to help us with this subject today.
Well, no, it's not, but it's important. It can be a little bit of turnaround and just think of it the right way. And what we've learned is that so much of what we bring into our lives is a result of thinking. And if we can turn that around, we can bring different things.
And you actually hit on it, because I know, you know, as a teen, I certainly suffered from acne, and maybe I didn't have it as bad as some of my friends, but from the teen years especially, people make fun of you, you feel self-conscious about it, and so there's not just physical scars, but emotional scars, and I know, you know, these are things we all face, and we want to address at the younger years, but, you know, I got to admit, even going to meetings now when I break out, I get a little self-conscious about it, especially being in the industry.
Well, I know, and here we are, mature adults, and we're still getting breakouts. I mean, you know,
yes.
Life isn't supposed to work like that. But I'm relatively
to get easier.
Lucky. Yeah, and it has gotten easier, and I am relatively lucky. I didn't suffer tremendously from acne as a teenager, but many of my friends did, and it looked very challenging for them.
Well, let me ask you. Okay, so acne as a teenager, maybe you had other skin conditions or some of your friends. Talk about it for a second. I mean, what challenges do you see some of this caused, you know, starting at a younger age or even now? I mean, what do you see and how does it affect us?
Well, let me take a look in the mirror right now. And what do I see? Oh, my gosh. I do have scars on my face from chicken pox. When I was a child, I had a really bad case of chicken pox, and it did leave some scars on my face. I also had a childhood incident happened, and I have a scar under my right eye, and let's see, little pink on the cheeks from mild rosacea, and very, very large pores on my nose and chin that I'm very self-conscious about. So
okay,
I'm glad we're on the radio, David.
No, let me stop you right there, because I even opened by saying it is some of these things you see are flaws. Okay, but I'm somebody who does know you, who has seen you, and you are an absolute beautiful lady. I don't see those things when I look at you, and yet that is what you see when you look in a mirror.
Hmm.
I mean,
yes.
That's a shame on you.
Okay, duly noted.
No. And I do the same thing, and I notice every single wrinkle, which I'd love to have none, and I'd love to deny that I'm getting older, and I hate when I break out, and we all do it. But you seem to put fun into it and positive thinking, and I think you could help us see the more positive side of some of these things, and how, you know, what lessons can you show us of how to improve some of our outlook on these things, and how to overlook some of these flaws.
Well, you're not going to believe this, but you've heard of vision boards, right? You know, putting a picture or saying of what you want to, you know, bring into your life up as a reminder to yourself. Well,
I had never heard of it as a vision board. I know putting my goals up or whatever it is. To me, it's an airplane and, you know, all kinds of things.
Cool. Well, that's exactly the concept. And on my vision board, I actually have two little post-its up there with skincare goals and things I want to attract about my skin. And one is that I have soft, supple, smooth skin on my face. And I had to be specific. You know, when you ask, you have to be very specific. And, you know, I have skin on other places in my body, but, you know, those places don't count. I want it on my skin. So I have asked for that. And I also have a note up there that says, I produce collagen like a teenager. But the point is that whatever you want to change or make different about your skin, put that up there. And it's a visual reminder. Focus on what you want, you know, to bring into your life. And you'll see it. It'll remind you. And you know, you may not know how to make it happen now, but if you focus on really what you want, then you will be shown the way. It's almost like magic.
Well, even subconsciously, you know, I hang certain things on the wall, as you said, or by your mirror, and then you actually, you know, find a way to get there. Because if you've put up there soft, supple, smooth skin, you're not just going to ignore it. You're not just going to wish it to happen. You'll actually look for products that do. It'll help remind you to eat a healthier diet. You know, if you want collagen as a teenager, you use products or dietary supplements or the foods that'll help get you there. You know, for me, mine weren't skin related. You've opened my eyes. Maybe they should be. But, you know, even with my airplane, you know, okay, David, you need to work harder so you can be able to go get the time off so you can go work on that pilot license or whatever that goal may be. Some people, it's, you know, for a lot of us guys, I'll say my midlife crisis, is getting a sport car and putting it up there. And you get reminded of where your priority should be. And actually, I will say that outside of the monetary, I have one a saying up. It's a picture of my son. And it just, the word above it says the word priorities. And it's him as a toddler, I won't even say infant, but a toddler, and that stays there every day. And so I like the idea of a vision board, not just for what some of our goals are, but to remind us family and even some of our skincare goals. And maybe another one ought to be a picture of us, you know, reminding us how positive or how beautiful we all are, and so we can overlook these flaws. You know, I think a lot of people let their little flaws or an acne scar, or you mentioned rosacea, get in the way. You know, I get self-conscious taking pictures because of it.
Well, David, you know, when I feel like that, you know what I do? I smile. I smile at anyone around me. I find a mirror. I smile at myself. And instantly, I feel better. But it has to be a genuine smile, you know, the kind that releases those happy hormones. And, you know, it's really a way to let your true inner beauty shine through all those perceived flaws that, you know, other people may not see, but still when they're there, you know they're there. But this is a way to just step beyond that and engage, you know, really with your true spirit.
Well, and you hit on something. You know, when you smile, you're portraying an image of confidence. Not only do you make the other person smile, but your confidence comes through, and it shows you've overcome those little flaws, and they're not bothering you, and that confidence makes you look more beautiful and more positive, and you do influence all the people around you. I guess on the other side of it, I travel a lot, and so when I do, you know, I notice people that don't smile, and that to me instantly just sets off a red flag to me. They look upset or miserable. I even met somebody the other day, and it was at a dinner table, and they weren't smiling, and I worked so hard trying to make them laugh, and next thing you know, they did, and it just opened up everything, and we wound up becoming good friends. But, you know, it's breaking the ice. Your smile not only portrays you as confident, you as beautiful, but it can help make the other person smile, and so you're actually helping somebody else.
That's so true, and, you know, we can help each other with those kinds of things and to remember to smile. I mean, my husband, he helps me with that because once in a while he'll look at me and say, "Sweetie, you're frowning." And in a very gentle way, and I say, "No, I'm not." Uh-huh. But then I look in the mirror, and yes, I am. And maybe I'm stressed or tired or concentrating, but, you know, that's not what I feel on the inside. But it is what is people are seeing on the outside. So when I am in those places, I make a deliberate action to smile, and that instantly starts turning it around and making me look better and feel better. And so I appreciate that. Appreciate the way we can help each other.
Yeah. And maybe on my vision board, I need to put up a big smiley face. And I know even on your website, you've got all kinds of positive formulas that can help us that are available in keychains and coffee mugs. And I probably should surround them on my desk and bring my vision board to work with me. So you've given us some great ideas. And I know you've got some positive influences and things that help give us a more positive outlook on life. And I really love the idea of the vision board. I probably need to add more to mine.
Yes, and make it fun and easy. Create little rituals that will help you remember, you know, to do what you already know to do.
Yep, I appreciate it. Diana, I appreciate you joining us today for sharing some of your knowledge. And I got to tell you, I look forward to having you back in the future, helping give us more positive influence in life and overlooking our flaws. For more information about Diana, the Wise Sots, and a link to her website, visit radiomd.com.